Welcome to Living Fellowship. What do you think? How about we get right into the Word of God today? Now, last week we started talking about the carnal mind, and we're going to continue to do that. And there's some things that you're going to notice associates with the carnal mind and with the spiritual mind. When you're talking about the carnal mind, we'll read. I'm going to go back and read again in Romans, the 8th chapter, that to be carnally minded is death, that they that are carnally minded do mind the things of the flesh. They think on. That where it says mind, you think on the things of the flesh. And I'm going to exhort some things about the different minds there, because you got a spiritual mind, you got a carnal mind, but then you also have a brain in this physical realm that has nothing really to do except for the spiritual mind and the carnal mind feeds it with spirit. And I could teach that to you, but I've done it a ton of times. If you'd like to, give me a call. We'll go through it. Actually, in Romans, the 8th chapter there, it talks about it, that not being in the flesh, but in the spirit, if you have the spirit of Christ in you. But Paul also talks about the life we now live in the flesh. We live unto God, unto Christ, unto God by Christ. So I'm going to talk about those things. When you're talking about carnally minded, there are divisions. We're going to talk today specifically. The carnal mind will divide you, separate you from God and from good spiritual fellowship. Now, when you're talking about the spiritual mind, though, there is an abiding. Carrie talked today about and asked us to pray for the unity of the churches. I appreciate that. Unity keeps us abiding in God, abiding in the Word. And Jennifer talked about John, the 15th chapter, where Jesus said, except you abide in me, you won't bring forth fruit. He said, now are you clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. And we'll go to that chapter also. But he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches, my Father's the husbandman. If you abide in me, you'll bring forth much fruit. And he also tells us that that's how we glorify God, by bringing forth much fruit. Okay, so carnal, divide. Spiritual, abide. Got it? Divide or abide? Which one are we going to do? Now, we're going to abide, aren't we? Now, John said, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth and is no lie, so shall you abide in him. So if you have the Spirit of Christ, that is the anointing. If you have the Spirit of Christ in you, you have everything you need for God to begin to teach you and cause you to abide in him. It is the truth. It is no lie. So with the Spirit of Christ, you have everything you need. But the problem is the carnal mind also likes to cling real close to the spiritual mind. If you look at Jesus when he walked the earth, there were always Pharisees and Sadducees and people that hated him and accused him and despised him, but they would want to be close to him. Sometimes it was to catch him in his speech. Sometimes it was to accuse him, always to accuse. They were trying to find a reason, you know. You were born of fornication. Aren't you the carpenter's son there? You know what I'm saying? You drink wine with everybody. You're a wine bibber. You're a gluttonous man. And so there are, even though they weren't his disciples and wouldn't agree with him, they were still attracted. That's the same with you and I. That carnal mind is always there. It's always ready to try to bring you into death. And the other thing about Romans 8 is it says the carnal mind is an enmity, and it uses the word against God. So enmity is an opposing hatred. The carnal mind is an enmity against God. What else is against God? Remember in John's writings, in his epistles, said that there are many antichrists. See, the word against means anti. There are many antichrists that have gone out into the world. He said they weren't of us, they went out from us, that it might be made manifest. They're not with us. They don't abide with us. They will divide. That's what antichrist does. Works division, strife, seditions, envyings, all these things. And I think last week, Walker read 17 works of the flesh, correct, Walker? So those are manifestations of what comes from the flesh. When we're talking about these two minds today, remember this. Carnal mind divides. Spiritual mind abides. So we're either going to abide in Christ or we're going to allow a mind called the carnal mind to separate us and put us into death. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. We'll read some of these scriptures that I just talked to you about right now. Romans 8 and verse 5. Paul said, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." How many of you are after the Spirit here today? Amen. How many of you have been after the flesh previously? Do you know why you are after the flesh? And you start there as a natural man or a natural woman. One of the reasons that why you've been introduced to the carnal mind, or that you've spent any time in the carnal mind at all, do you know why? There's probably a lot of answers. Tristan?
To learn.
Okay, that's good. It's because babes are carnally minded. When you first start out and you're young in God, you're a babe in Christ. We'll read to you here in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, that babes in Christ strive. They work in envying and divisions. Now, here's the deal. We got babies in our room here today. Dathan's got that beautiful one there, and where's Brooklyn at? She's already out in Sunday school now, huh? There's babies all over the place. We're going to keep building the church one baby at a time, huh? But if you watch closely, almost weekly, you can see this baby growing, right? How about spiritually? How long are you going to stay a babe? It's not natural to be a baby for 40 years, is it? It's not at all. They say some people grow faster than others. That's fine. That's not a problem. But you don't want to be living for God for 40, 50 years and still be living in the carnal mind. Still be envying everybody. Still be striving and divisions in these things, which we're going to talk in depth about here today. You need to grow up into Him in all things. Carrie, that's where the Ephesians 4 talks about the fivefold ministry. is for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, till we all come to the unity of the faith. Isn't that what your prayer was today? The unity of the faith, that henceforth we be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and sleight and cunning craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So we're going to go from being children. We're going to go from the carnal mind to the spiritual mind. Are we subjected to the carnal mind, like Tristan said, to learn? I believe in this Romans, the 8th chapter, Paul said that the creature was made subject unto vanity, not willingly, but by reason of hope. God subjected you into this bondage so you can be an overcomer, so you can learn, so you can go from being a babe in Christ to walk in this fullness of a stature of a man in Christ Jesus. So have we got the whole plan here figured out already? And we know you start off carnal, you start off as a babe, but God's plan is you don't stay that way. You don't continue to envy, and you don't continue to strive, and you don't work divisions amongst your friends and your family in the church. What do? You help people to abide. Abide in God, abide in the anointing, abide in the vine as a branch. And that's how we bring forth much fruit. Amen? Is that enough? Can I quit now? Everybody got everything they need? We'll read this again, Romans 8, verse 5. "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." When it says mind, we're thinking. We're thinking on these things. How many of you during a day have to think about things you have to do, like Jennifer at school? You're teaching your children. When you're doing that, are you in the carnal mind? No, not necessarily. You're just doing your job. You see what I'm saying? You're just working your job here. What's in the carnal mind? Death. Things of death, condemnation, frustration, aggravation, all of them. You're not like that when you're teaching them kids. I'm talking about being frustrated in God. You're not frustrated in God. Maybe them first graders can frustrate you. You're not frustrated in God. Trust me. Now, verse 6. "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." Did you hear that? it is not subject to the law of God, and neither can indeed be. So instead of trying to make the carnal mind do what you want it to do and bring it into subjection, just push it off to the side and get in the spiritual mind. Just abide in the mind of Christ. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And that portion of scripture, Tim, is so cool because it talks about the mind of Jesus is the mind of a servant. It's one that humbles himself. And it says that Jesus humbled himself even to the death of the cross. You want to think like Jesus? Be a servant of God. I tell you, everybody wants to be the greatest. Well, Jesus lets you know, even when his disciples came to him, the servant is the greatest among you. He that serves is the greatest. I mean, who's the greatest individual you've ever known, ever met in your whole entire, and I'll say it this way so you get it right, eternity? Jesus, isn't he? Who's the greatest servant? Jesus. And he does everything his Father has asked him to do. And you know, he's not dead, he's alive. He's still doing that to this day. Huh? He's not dead. He's alive. He's still the example of the perfect servant that does everything right. He literally does nothing wrong. Isn't that cool? I love it. Okay, now let's see here. One more scripture, verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But he goes on to say, but you're not in the flesh. I said one more, but we're going to read 9 also. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. See, this shows you where there's three different minds, really. Because how could you not be in the flesh, but here I am? You see that? So that shows here, Brian Heron, standing here before you preaching, could be thinking about things that are here and now and have nothing to do with being carnally minded or spiritually minded. Make sense? I'll tell you what, though, that carnal mind, if you spend much time at all in it, it says to be carnally minded is death, it will wear you out. He said, if you're carnally minded, you mind the things of the flesh. So during the day, how much time do you give to the things of the Spirit or spiritual thoughts? I'm going to help you out with something, okay? So what do you work, 10, 12 hours a day, some of you? Julie, for sure, more? Yeah? Do you know that when you are in a good spiritual meditation, let's say 10 minutes, you're in a good spiritual meditation, 10 minutes like that will refresh you greater than 10 hours in the carnal mind will bog you down. Does that make sense? 10 hours in the carnal mind wearing you out in death, 10 minutes of good spiritual thought will eliminate all of it. Isn't that awesome? So you don't have to put a law on yourself and say, you know, like a Buddhist monk or something, I'm going to go hide in a cave and I'm going to take a vow of silence and I'm only going to think about God, I'm going to do this and that. No. You get in the Spirit. Watch the difference in time. Watch the difference how that spiritual mind will refresh you, will cause you to abide and bring forth much fruit. Isn't that awesome? Say, well, that makes me feel good because I ain't got enough time in the day for this stuff that you're talking about. Oh, yeah, you do. You just abide in God and watch how He works miracles and great things. Now, when we are in the carnal mind, we're divided. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and I'll show you why I'm saying some of these things right here. 1 Corinthians, Paul speaking, 3rd chapter. And this is going to verify by the scriptures some of the things I've already said. Verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. So if you're a babe in Christ and you're adventuring into the carnal mind, do you think God holds you as accountable as he does me? that maybe has, you know, walked in Christ a little bit? No, no. But do you want to stay that babe, as we've already said? You want to grow up. Walker, you want to enjoy your youth for a while, but you want to grow up into him in all things, don't you? Now, Paul said, I couldn't speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. And here's what he said, how he would speak to them. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. Wait a minute. This is a whole church, and he said, you're still not able to bear it? You can't let me speak to you as unto spiritual? I have to feed you with milk? You know the Bible says that the milk is the sincere word of God that we grow by? But what is meat? What is meat?
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ, that's good. Is it, say again? But strong meat belongeth unto them who are of full age, who by reason of use have exercised their senses to discern both good and evil. So you go from being that little infant that Dathan's holding in his arms right now to a little bit bigger like Case, where he's running around everywhere and getting into everything. And I ain't kidding either. Whoo, boy, he'll wear you out. You enjoy that baby right now while you can hold her on your chest. But on the same token, even though he's a lot more work, he's growing up, isn't he? He's going to grow up and to be a man like his dad. And he's gonna go to work with his dad and take care of them cows and that dairy and end up one day running the whole thing. My point being is there's much increase as you go. Okay? The baby has her place. She needs milk. As you grow, and I know people get upset with me about this, whatever, you need meat. You need meat. You need, I'll say protein. Does that help out? Make us all happy? Dathan's got a dairy, and he said, not only meat, you need milk. Lots of it, huh, Dathan? Little plug in there. Now look at this in verse 3. He said, for you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying. You start envying, well, you're going to check yourself and go, ooh, carnal mind just rose up. Envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So when you're in the carnal mind, what are you walking as? Men, flesh. Walker, in Genesis there, God talked about he will not always strive with man, for man is also yet flesh. I want you to read that. This is way back in the beginning. God said he made man in his image after his likeness, but man is also flesh. So what comes with being flesh? Strife. Who are you going to strive with when you're walking in the flesh? When you're in, let's say specifically the carnal mind, who are you going to strive with? Carrie says, everyone? Anyone that will? Anyone that'll argue with me? Huh? Specifically, first and foremost, it's God. Walker, read that for me. Tell him where you're at.
Genesis 6 and 3 says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Did you hear that? My spirit shall not always strive with man. Why? Because he's also flesh. And what does flesh do with God? Strives. Strives with him. You see that? You know, around this portion of scripture, it also gives you the definition of what evil is. What's evil? Well, there's so many answers to that, isn't there? But in simplicity, do you see it around there, Walker, where it says that God saw that the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually? You know what else it says? Jennifer, it says it repented God that he made man on earth. So what does he do? He finds a righteous man, a preacher named Noah, and he says, I'm going to destroy it all. I'll destroy it all with a flood. Huh? And he floods the earth. But there were some things that come over on the other side, weren't there? God made a promise. The rainbow in the sky is God's covenant. It's his. And that covenant is, I will not destroy the earth with water again. So the flesh still made it through. The carnal mind still made it through, didn't it, Walker? Now, back to verse 3. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions. Remember what we said about the carnal mind? Divide. Divisions. What about the spiritual mind? Abide. We'll probably get halfway through the carnal mind and then start up with the spiritual mind the other half today and do a whole nother lesson on the spiritual mind next week. How does that sound? Split it down the middle. He said, and when these envyings and strife and divisions are working, you're carnal and you walk as men. Now look at verse 4. For while one saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are you not yet carnal? What do you mean you're of Paul? You're of Apollos. Do you know that, what do you got here? 6 elders? How many deacons we got? 10, 11, 12, a lot. But right now, we have 6 elders, 7, Rick's in heaven watching over. But the 6 elders, do you have a favorite? Do you got an elder you like more than anybody else? Huh? You know that there are a lot of people that like Pastor Kenny in Yuma, listening to him more than all the elders? There's a lot. They love his ability to teach and his knowledge in the scripture, and he's got that Barry Manilow voice. He's awesome. People love him. What about Dave Lowry out in Boise? Huh? He speaks very eloquently. He's got wisdom. He puts things together. How many of you would say Dave's your favorite? What about Pastor Keith Hickey? His ability to work in types and shadows in the tabernacle and just amazing. Maybe he's your favorite. What about Preacher Gary? Huh? That's been doing a whole lot more teaching lately. He was just out here. Did you guys enjoy that? Maybe Gary and his preaching is what really stirs you up. Or about Pastor Dan, the pastor in Chicago? His ability to teach and bring revelation and just lay things out there so plain, huh? Maybe he's your favorite. But you know, it's not a bad thing to have a favorite. You know what would be bad? If you said to yourself, well, PK's the only one I want to listen to at all. Matter of fact, that's it. I'm only listening to PK, or I'm only listening to Dave. Or Dan, I'm not listening to these other preachers. Because not only he's my favorite, he's the one I think has everything I need. Why do you think there's 6? Why do you think there's a body with many members in particular? Huh? Because there isn't one man, we've learned this, going to get the glory of God. God's going to spread it out. He's going to even it out. Everybody's going to have their anointing. Everybody's going to have their diversities of administrations and differences of operations. But as Paul said, it's profitable for all because it comes from the self-same Spirit. That's what you want to look for. That's what you want to hear is the Spirit. Watch what Paul covers here in this. He says, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is PK? Who then is Brian? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as unto the Lord gave to every man. I'll read that correctly so nobody get mad at me. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? Or let me go up to 4. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not yet carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Now Paul says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now what's the most important thing here? God giving the increase. You know what else? So think about it. These words we're speaking to you. Paul, Apollos. Where did Paul get the seed? God gave it to him to be able to sow, didn't he? The seed's a word of God. Where did Apollos get the water? Did he make it himself? Did he manufacture it himself? No, God gave him that doctrine. God gave him that water. God gave him that word. And then, see, we're ministers. You can call it a conduit if you want to. Some people might even say a medium. Some people don't like that word. What you are is a minister. And without him, without his word, without the anointing, we are nothing. I'll continue to read that for you. Watch. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. He said, for we are laborers together with God. You see the abiding? We are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Now, go with me to John the 15th chapter. Let's talk about Jesus and the vine and the branches just a little bit here. Jesus speaking in verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, even as a church, as a body physically, how many people do you think have come through our doors, the Chicago's doors, Boise, Yuma? Hundreds, if not thousands. Where are all of them? Where are they at right now? And here's the other thing. Why are you here? I'm going to encourage you with something, okay? Because God will purge. He'll purge it out. And what's the reason why he would purge your thoughts? He would purge a church. That if you abide, if you stay, if you remain, you're going to bring forth much fruit. You want to bring forth fruit? Good boy. Verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. And here's the reason why. So you that have abided, you that have remained, are you here because God's plan for you to bring forth much fruit? Come on. Now let's take what I just said, not as an outward of the church in Chicago and Boise and Yuba. How about yourself, Mike, within here? Are there thoughts that need to be purged, that need to be cut out, that need to be trodden underfoot and burned with fire? It says right here. I'm going to read it to you. There sure are. But if you will abide, your thoughts, your mind, your heart will abide in the vine, which is Jesus, you're going to bring forth much fruit. And what else does that mean if you're bringing forth fruit? You're glorifying God. Let me read it to you. What verse did I leave off on, Walker? 3? Verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. See, do you understand how important it is to stay in the spiritual mind, not the carnal mind? Get past the carnal mind, get into the spiritual mind, now abide. Just stay there. Yeah, but there's so many things, you know, I start envying other people. That's a carnal mind, get out of it. Well, I just see this stuff going on, and I just want to divide everybody. Do you ever say that? No. Do you ever do it? Yes. We do, don't we? I think one of the most important things that we learned here today is this strife, Walker, where it's coming from and who it's against. It's actually against God. Well, you can't see God, so who do you end up manifesting your strife with? Everyone else. Husbands, wives, sons, daughter, co-workers, so on and so forth, don't we? Good lesson to learn here today. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That's pretty humbling, isn't it? That goes back to Paul and Apollos. He said, we're ministers, but we're nothing. It's God. It's God that gives the increase. It's God that gives the seed. It's God that gives the water. And God that grows us up and brings forth the fruit. So what do you have to do in that? Abide where God has you. Was Paul content sowing the word of God? Was Apollos content watering the word of God? Absolutely. So where you're at, Brittany? Just abide. Just abide. We had a cool thing happen with you there when Gary was out here, wasn't it? Kind of got your whole spirit and mind read there. We didn't even have a conversation. We just started ministering to you about being young and just abiding where you're at. Did God help you with that? He blessed you, didn't he? I know he did. Took a lot of pressure off of you. And the neat part about it was God did it. You didn't come and with your weaknesses and say, hey, this or that, or with your young, you know, how young you are. And God looked down. He looked into your heart and said, this is what this woman needs right now. And he ministered to you. Pretty awesome, isn't it? I think you could say of a truth, God is real, isn't he? What about you, Walker? It was good times, good times. Where'd I leave off? Six. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. I'll never forget the first time I read the Bible, and I'd read scriptures like this right here. He said, you can ask what you will, it'll be given to you. When you read stuff like that, do you believe that? I still do. I remember the first time I read it was like a birthday present or something. That's so awesome. Because I knew God can't lie, and he wouldn't lie. He just said right there, watch me read it again. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's what abiding gets you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Isn't that awesome? You're his disciples when you bear much fruit. Now, let's make a choice here today. Are you ready to go past being a babe and go beyond the carnal mind and get into the spiritual mind? Start abiding in the vine and in the branches, a part of God's husbandry, and begin to bring forth much fruit. How many's ready? So you next time envying rises up in you, next time jealousy, anything that would divide you. See, when you fellowship the body of Christ, you abide in the Father and in the Son. So what's a carnal mind going to try to get you to do? You don't need to fellowship those people. You don't need to make that phone call, Jennifer, when you were going to move here. You were a little bitty baby in Christ. How many times did you text that or write that text out to send to me and erase it? It was still there. You didn't erase it, but you closed it. I'm not sending this thing. Finally, you just hit send, huh? Can you see the growth Miss Gallant has had since she got here? I can. I can see growth in all of you, to be honest with you. Any questions, any thoughts, anything anybody wants to say? We'll kick this back off next week. Merle. I think Jim's got a microphone for you over there.
Back in the beginning, Brian, you were talking about that the Pharisees that followed Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And they're searching. To me, they're searching. And my question is, are they searching for peace? Is that the reason they're following, even though they don't think that he is peace?
No, absolutely not. They're there to strive. They're there to accuse, okay, to hate, and ultimately destroy Jesus.
Okay.
And God took their evil and made it for good.
Okay.
Pretty awesome, huh? But they were attracted, weren't they? Jennifer, didn't you say, Miss Gallant, that you today's your graduation date? Did you say a doctorate? What'd you say? A bachelor. Bachelor's. I thought I heard you say doctor. I'm like, well, that girl has been busy. How about you, Jennifer? Are you going to go for that doctorate after that master's? No. You're good? You're going to abide right where you're at?
Yes.
All right. That sounds good. That was a lot of work, though, wasn't it? Jennifer, you remember when you... Yep. Tristan.
I had a question for you. When you make it into the spiritual mind... even though you're here, can you say that you are in possession or inhabiting heaven even though you're here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because that spiritual mind is the mind of Christ. He makes up all of heaven. Absolutely, Tristan. Anybody else? All right, I appreciate you guys. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Remember the reason for the season, Memorial Day tomorrow, those that have fallen. And pay our respects. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your holiday. And we'll see you in the Bible study starting Wednesday. Okay, God bless you. Thank you.